Rabag and the Parshas Noach. The Rabag, those of you who know how the Rabag works, Rabag is a Rishon, and he's a very fascinating Sefer. Makes it very easy for saying Shmuzim, for all you people who want to say Shmuzim, because at the end of every story, so to speak, in the Torah, he goes ahead and he tells you the Toelis, what we can learn out from this story of the Torah, what the Torah wants you to learn out. Very often there are Toelis B'deyas, which are in Hashkafis, or concepts, which is usually not so Musar orientated, and then it's all Toelis and Midos. So it's almost like a Musar Seder, as he's telling you the Torah is coming to teach you the following Musar lesson. So it's relatively, I don't say easy, but it's easier to say Shmuzim in the Rabag. So I cheated, I made it, took it easy, and I want to say some Shmuzim on these Rabags. So the first one, I just couldn't resist putting down there. There's no Musar Shmuz here, but it just was interesting to me. Really, my Musar Shmuz is the second one, but just read the first one. He says, Toelis HaShmini, the eighth Toelis, he has a whole list, you see, these are different stories, so he's different, is in the Vidayas. Vahu. We see from here, She'efsher al-aminek ativi, it's not possible for nature, She'ishave min me'aminim, that one of the forms of the minim, how you say minim, the species, okay, hanoladim, could not be born, it's not possible. She's having some of the word from to become. It can't not possible that a min can come about without being born from its own min, right? And as a bird, as a child, a bird cannot come about unless it was born to the mother and father bird. Ibn Sina, like this Ibn Sina thought, Mr. Ibn Sina, whoever that is, Shahu Efsher, he thought it's possible, Shayya Mabo, Maya Mechedek Anigbaritz, he thought the Mabo could go ahead and destroy the world, and destroy a min completely, Uba'erech Azman, and the time comes out, Yishadesh, they would grow back, the world come back, Me'ira Vayisaydis, because the Mabo would make a big mixture, and from that mixture, a bird could come out without having to be fathered from a father bird. Right? In other words, he says that we see from the Torah, he says like this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Noah, I'll say it outside quickly because I want to get this not the same point. Hashem told Noah to go ahead and put two men from each men, a father and a mother, in the table. That was a lot of work. Why did Hashem have to tell Noah to do that? Because he wanted Noah to preserve the world. So why did he have to preserve the world? Just they'll grow a new bird. They don't have to put the bird. They have to put elephants in the table. So let all the elephants get destroyed, and there'll come new ones. So apparently, he says, because Hashem runs the world, Abiderach Hateva, and Abiderach Hateva, you can't get a new elephant. It just can't happen. You can't get a new frog. You can't get a new whatever. It just, if you don't have a mother and father, it won't come about. Now, Lafuke from this, Ibn Sina, who thought that a species can just come about by themselves, without a mother and father. They can just evolve. Anyway, I thought it was a fascinating thing, because I always thought that this guy, what's his name, Darwin, was some big scientist, that even in the 1800s, he figured out this brilliant theory of evolution. And it comes out that the Rabag is quoting some Arab, I don't know, probably guy in the Middle Ages, and who knows, 1200s. He also thought the same thing. It just was an eye-opener that we sometimes give it chashivas because it's modern science. Modern science came up with this thing. It's nothing to do with modern science. He thought that. Efsher, Ubaorach Azman, Yitzchadesh, Me'irav, Ayyusaydis, from the Mabo, will mix everything together, and a new creature, a new species will come. And the Rabag is telling you, no, it can't be. The Torah is teaching you that's impossible. So I just thought that was human interest, that the Rabag is relating to evolution. It's not something that just came around in 1800s. And he's telling you, we see from the Torah, the Torah is telling you that that's absurd. It can't be. And I took it from this person. Okay. Now we can start the Musar Shmuz. The next Rabbah says, it's Torah teaching you in Midas. It's telling you that Noach got married when he was 500, or he had children when he was 500 years old. What's the purpose of that? To teach you, how do you cure yourself from a bad Midas? By going to the other extreme. In other words, because Noach lived in a door that we know that they were prutzim and arayas, as we see from the Psukim. Psukim say that they were prutzim and arayas. So Noach wanted, in order to make sure that he shouldn't be nifshal in this problem, so Noach went to the other extreme, and therefore he did not have relations with his wife till he was 500 years old, or he didn't marry to a 500, not clear, and that's why he didn't have children till he was 500. You know, so obviously what the Rabbah is saying is to wait till you're 500 to have children is very late, even in those days when people lived, you know, much longer, but to wait till you're 500 is pretty late, right? It's a pretty old man to get married. Wait till you're 500 years old. Most people are getting married at a much younger age. Why did Noach wait to have children till he was 500? Because since there was a problem in the society that the society was very much into znut, so Noach had to go to the opposite extreme to cure himself from this. So he shouldn't be affected by society. So therefore, he avoided having children for 500 years. He avoided having relations with his wife or getting married for 500 years so that to cure himself, that he shouldn't have the problem of the generation. That's what the Rabbah says. So, to me, there's a very big chiddush in this Rabbah. I would say two chiddushim. You know, I think what makes both of them the chidushim is that we're talking about having children is a mitzvah. It's one of the few mitzvahs, you know, it's a mitzvah. Priyavu is a mitzvah even for B'nai Noach, I believe. It's one of the mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah. So that it comes out here that Noach went ahead and there's a concept of reason, makdim, and the mitzvahs, etc., harbe katigar mikav akichon, whatever. Noach went ahead and delayed 500 years, whatever exactly, the number of the mikayim, the mitzvah, pruvu, because he felt it was necessary to act as a deterrent that he shouldn't be mushba from the generation. Because he was in a, as it's not just time, that he went to an extreme. He went to an extreme even at the stake of giving up the mitzvah of getting married. Which means the probability of the pshat is that there was no other way he could have done it. In other words, if there would be some other way, then Noach's working. Noach looks at the generation and he sees the generation is shtupim and arayas. And he says, I don't want to be into this problem. So if there'd be another way he could have worked on himself to avoid the problem, then I don't know if he would have been allowed to delay himself getting married for 500 years. Mitzvah priyavu. There's a problem, so learn Musar. Take out a Messias Yeshorim and work it that way. The fact that Noach Paskin, that he can delay getting married for having children for 500 years in order to avoid the problem of the priestess probably means that Noach Paskin, that there's no other way or no other guaranteed way that I can guarantee myself, even with my working, and as I'm working on it, and I'm dedicated, and I'm motivated, and I don't want to be affected by society, right? Obviously, but the only way I can succeed in doing that is by going to this extreme. So that, I think, is a shmooth both that sometimes this is really the only and the best way that works is you have to go, you take yourself to the extreme in the chinuch ha-musar rather than all the musas for whatever. Unless you go ahead and practice the extreme, you won't be protected. I think l'maisa is a tremendous to hear here. I'm not sure. You know, there is a movement in America. When I grew up, it used to be called modern orthodoxy. Then they changed their name to centrist. Now, what is the svar? They were signing, and they used to attack. I'm not sure if they still, but when I was a group boy, they'd grow up, they attack that we in yeshiva were extremists. And they're the centrists. Right? That's what they're called, centrists. And they say, look, the Rambam. Didn't you know the Rambam? The Rambam says that the middle way is always the right way. The golden means, right, whatever it's called. I don't think Rambam said about golden, but alright, but the middle way. The middle way is the right way. And you yeshiva guys, you're not the middle. You're extreme. We're middle, so we're right. So the Maizah is a very, it's not such a great kasha, because how do you know where the middle is? You know, it depends. Maybe, depending on, you know, who says, how do you know what's the middle? Maybe I'm the middle. Maybe you're the extreme. You know, say, a guy will say, if I say, if you keep kosher every other day is the middle. A guy who keeps kosher every all the time is extreme. You know, you can, it's not clear. But the Maizah, that's what they tell you. They tell you that they're the middle. And we're extreme, and therefore they're right. So you see from this, the usual answer is that no, you're not the middle. But according to the Rambam, there's a much better answer. Even if you're right that you're the middle, you're wrong. Because the Rambam says you can't be the middle. Right? The Rambam says a tremendous chiddush. The Rambam says that when you're in a society which has certain major problems in an issue, then the middle is no good, because you can't be in the middle. Noach was this tremendous tzaddik. He was motivated, he was driven, and he was a tzaddik, and he couldn't stay in the middle even when there's a mitzvah to be in the middle. There's a mitzvah to have kids before you're 500, and that would be the middle. That's the right thing. That's what you're supposed to do. And Noach went and, says the Rambam, he went to the extreme. He went to the Kitzay because he had to get away from the, because he's, since he's living in a Dora Mabo that is into Hashchosa and Znus, so I can't be in the middle. Even if it's, even in an extent where not just the middle is the right, the middle is a mitzvah. But what can I do? I even have to be mevater on the mitzvah. I have to give up. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvitz, a mitzvah kiyumitz. It's the reason I'm even a mitzvah. I have to give up that as a harchaka. So that means that when it's very often, if you're in a society, I would assume that today's society, in many areas, whether it's in preachers or in running after Gashmias and Typhus Adam Azan, there are many areas, and I would assume that you would say that the same, that the world today is in a pretty low level. And that the Rabbag is saying that because of the fact that you're in a society, it's a Kal V'chomer. If Noach, he had to go ahead to go to the other extreme, and he couldn't stay in the middle. He had to go to an extreme because he had to be, and it was Mevater on a mitzvah, because if you're in such a society, there's no Breira. So it's a Kal V'chomer by us. If we're living in a, we're not as big tzaddikim as Noach. If we live in a society, which a society is very strong, and in a, such a strong society, with such a strong power of Hashpah, with all the advertisements they have, and all the media, which is such powerful pulls, that they're advocating certain Hashkafas that are totally wrong, then we can't stay in the middle. That's what the Rabbag is saying. Tremendous chiddush. That the middle, even if the middle is hashkafically right, per se, and there's a mitzvah to be in the middle sometimes, but we have to go to the extreme in certain things, because we need it as a protection, as a harchoka. You have to go to the other extreme when you're in such an environment. It's interesting, the Rabbag in a later piece says the same idea, but a drop different. He says that when we learn from the story of Noach, that Noach got drunk, that you should avoid drinking wine. Yoser min achayk. Meaning, yoser min achayk means also the same. That the normal, the middle, would be a certain amount. That's the chayk. There's a certain chayk with the yashvas of what you should be doing in drinking and wine. It's a pleasure HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world, and there's a certain chayk of what, how much you should partake in it. But since we see what happened to Noach, that at how it could, that then you should go even yosem in achayk. Why? And he said because any, so this is not so much because of the world, but because you see something which has a very big danger. It's a little bit of a different svara, but it's a very similar svara. In other words, here he's saying that because we see the danger that's in wine, so something which is so dangerous, the fisha yikram enam agnus, the hesed, mashayam, and as we see that it's so dangerous, so even though the norm is to be in the middle, but you can't be in the middle when there's a danger, that this, since wine is so dangerous, getting drunk is such a dangerous thing. If a person chas v'shalom gets drunk, it's the worst thing in the world. So you can't stay in the middle because it's too close to that danger. Something which is so dangerous, you have to avoid, make extra hachaka. So he's saying really two svaras in the Ravag, why you can't, in certain things, you can't stay in the middle. Even though we know the middle is the right, there's a chayk, but there's two times that the middle is wrong. Either what he says in the first piece, that we learn out from the Noach being avoiding getting having children for 500 years, that when you're in a society that's very tummy in a certain area, then you can't go to the middle. You have to make a hachoka to the other extreme, even at the extent of giving up a mitzvah because of the negative hashpah of the society, that you have to do a positive mitzvah of going to the other extreme to fight against the hashpah of the society. It's only when that's the way you fight the society, by going to the opposite extreme. And two, when you're dealing with something which has a very strong taiva and is very dangerous, and you see that it's deadly, as drinking, or something, it says anything that's alcoholic, he says not just wine, but even if you have anything else which is alcoholic, including milk, I don't know, alcoholic milk, but that's what he says, that if you have anything that is alcoholic, so then he says, since there's a danger from that which is so great, so that also would motivate a person that hashkafically you're not supposed to stay in the middle.